I think that we're facing some very, very serious issues these days, these weeks, these days. Truth is, we've been facing serious issues for millennia, but for some reason, in recent memory, things seem to be a little better, and sometimes we get lulled into complacency, and we forget what issues, what challenges that we have. But right now we're facing certain challenges. So I'd like to try, is at least an attempt to try to begin dealing with some of these challenges. The Ralbag in 2 Toyelius in Parshas Vayigash discusses two seemingly related or similar types of midos. One, he talks about Yaakov's journey to Mitzrayim, and that he stopped in Be'er Sheva, and he explains what he sees that he was doing there. He says there's a toelis in midos v'hu shein roi lasos maiso b'mehirus b'kemoi elu ho'anyonim hagdolim. When you have to deal with big things, don't be too quick. Don't be too fast to figure out what to do or to make decisions. Avol roi sheyishyase bohem ad shetishalim lo ho'etzo tishlam lo ha'etzo ha'hoigenes b'zeh. But he should be misyashiv. He should take time. He should think it through with yishuv adas until he completes the proper eitzah for this particular situation. Velozet timtso. Sheloi rotso Yaakov lahaskim bozeh ha'hetek asher bikish min Yosef. Yosef asked him to move himself, come down to Mitzrayim. He did not want to be maskim to this. Only until he would complete and finalize the absolute best possible, the most complete eitzah that he could possibly have in this. Therefore, he put in effort that he should come to a level of nevuah. That it should be revealed to him is it appropriate for him to go to Mitzrayim? So it's a very interesting thing that's going on over here. Yaakov Avinu hasn't seen Yosef in so many years. Yaakov Avinu now knows that he's alive. His whole life was destroyed these 22 years. And finally, he hears Yosef is alive, and he's a shalit in Mitzrayim, and he knows for sure that it's true. He has no question about it. He sent him the agolos. He identified him. Everything is fine. And I'm sure he has this emotional drive to be able to see him. But there's a lesson here in midos. What's in midos? Huh. That's a midah, that it's not proper for a person. A person should think something through before he does it. So first of all, that's an eitzah in life. That's an eitzah in logic. It's not an inyan in midos. So we're talking here about Yaakov Avinu had a certain midah that because of that midah, he did the following thing. It seems that with Yaakov's desire to see Yosef, the obvious impatience that he must have had in order to get down to Mitzrayim so he should be able to reconnect with Yosef, he had in himself a certain midah, and that midah was his yashvus. That midah was, you don't move fast, you move slowly. It's part of his character, it's part of his nature, and mimela, that created a matzav where he did not want to go, despite the fact that he had such a desire, but loy rotzo Yaakov lahaskim azeh ha'etik. He didn't want to agree to moving himself to Mitzrayim, like Yosef said, because first he wanted to make sure that he had the ultimate perfection of knowing what he has to do, ad kedei, which for him the ultimate was to get it b'derech nevuah. So it seems that without this midah, even if I have seichel, and I know seichel preaches the same thing. Seichel preaches, don't jump, don't make rash decisions. You have yishuv adas, sit 24 hours, sit shiva nikiyim, take your time. Seichel preaches that. But there are times when the emotion is so great that the seichel couldn't do it for me. I got to run to Mitzrayim. I have to do. No. So because he had this midah of yishuv adas, of taking things slowly, that was able to give him the caution that he needed in order to be able to reevaluate and to search ad kedei nevuah to know if it was the right thing. But had he not had that, then he wouldn't have been able to, he might not have been able to do that, because this, his yishuv hadas here, is a raya to this midah. And this midah means that part of my character is that I don't make quick decisions. So memela, when I am emotionally pulled to make such a decision, I have this midah which counters it. The seichel countering it wouldn't be enough, because right now the emotions reign supreme and I want to go see Yosef, I want to run to Mitzrayim. But now the midah allows me to take this, because I have imbibed, I have developed, I have become a mushlam in this midah of his yashvus and of lasas, not to do maisa b'mehirus. Memele, he was able to reach a level where he didn't even want to do it, leirotzo lasos, until he confirmed it as much as possible. That's one. Then the Ralbag, on another posuk, when they come down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef sets them up that they should go to Goshen. So the Ralbag says another to Elisim Midas, Usheroi le'odom sheyire meireishis o'inyin mash yischadish bachrisoi. Person has to be a chochom. He has to see from the beginning what's going to come about later on. He wants something desperately. He wants it very much. His emotions are raging. He wants to do something, but he has to have this midah of being able to see Mereshis Dovor Mashi Yischadish Bacharisa, what's going to happen. And then he continues and says, V'lozeh yechavin in yonah b'reishis ha-dovah b'oifin ha-yosir sholim she'efshar limnoa mimeno ha-zeikim ha-nechoinim lovoi mipnei ha-dovah hazeh. By doing this, he'll be able, meirosh, to avoid hezekim damage and problems that could come later. Haloi tireh, this is the raya. Ki Yosef im ha-yosir chofetz v'oid she'avo oviv ha-beisol Mitzrayim. He wanted is very much that his father and his house where the family should come to Mitzrayim. Hishtadel sheyeshu beretz Goshen. He tried that they should be in Goshen. Lohoser mehem haazekim sheefsha sheyeschad sholem imivoh ba'acha me'ayoros ha'gedoylois kemoshe kodem. If they come in one of the big cities, they might have trouble. So therefore he chose Goshen. Sheim shekvar hoya ha'mokam ahu nochon me'oid lamir. Besides that, it was good for grazing for the flock too. But olazeh hishtadel sheyeu advorim shedibro ochav imparoi. They should also make in such a way that they should end up getting Goshen. It sounds from here too that if not for the midah of chochom, of chochma, of looking at achris tova merishisoi, that I have this second nature that as soon as I see something, a situation, I immediately look to the outcome. If Yosef didn't have that, it couldn't be that he's going to choose Goshen. What are you talking about? What's the raya? He chose Goshen. Well, he really wants them close to him, but he chose Goshen because it was the best thing for them. There it says, since he had an emotion, ki chofetz me'oid, he so much wanted them to be close to him, that emotion could very likely have blinded him to using his seichel and to say, you don't do such a thing. You have to judge what the best results are for the future. He might not have been able to do it. He wouldn't have been able to. It's pashtus, because the raya is that he did it, is a raya that he had this midah. It's a raya to this midah. The Teretz says, if it isn't rooted in the midas of a person, that I always stop to think, achris tova mereishisoi, if that's not rooted in my midas, in my personality, in my heart, then the emotions of wanting to do something are going to be so strong, or could be so strong, that I won't even with seichel. Every bar bei rav shel chad yoma, everybody knows, they have a little seichel, you always have to look, what are the consequences going to be? But sometimes when I'm so motivated, I can't even think about, I'm so emotionally motivated, I can't even think about consequences. So Mamela, I have to imbibe the midas. So there are two midas that here the Rabag says that are necessary in order to avoid difficulties from happening later. One is the mida of not to go fast, and the other one is the mida, a little bit different mida of hisbeinenus of achris dova merishisoi. Not just to go slowly, to give it yishuv adas, but always to look, think about the future. What's the results going to be? What are the possibilities? What could happen in 10 years from now, 5 years from now, whatever it may be? And that's, these are two midas. Okay. I think that we're in very difficult times now. I called a very choshev rov, poisik, the other night to ask him what we should be doing in terms of security. You know, it's mamish, like it's very disturbing what's going on, and it's a real issue. So the only definitive thing he said to me was, Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shov shokad shomer. If Hashem doesn't guard a city, then the shomer who is putting in the hishtadlus and the hisaskus to guard the city is doing it to naught. There's no purpose. There's no point. Without Hashem shmira. Beyond that, he said, I don't know what to say. And he's waiting that, you know, maybe at a higher echelon of leadership today, there'll be some consensus of what's the best thing to do. So I wanted just to be marchiv a little bit, forgive me for a few moments, on some of the concepts that are involved here, that at least it should start the deliberation. I don't want to make quick decisions, as the first Ralbag. I don't want to not think of what are the ramifications, and there are some negative ramifications too, by certain security measures which might be considered. I don't want to just to analyze this a little bit. There's a on that perek in Tehillim in Kuf Chof Zayin. There's a Yalkut brings a medrash, and Im Hashem lo yivne bayis shomam lo boi neboi Im Hashem lo yishmir shav shokat shav Reb Yehuda Nesia Sholach Reb Chiyav Reb Yosef Reb Ami Ma'avor Karisa Daratz Yisrael Metakno lohoin Soifrin Umasnin lohoin. They were mesakin in all these different places that they had soifrim, talmid chachomim, learning, and people that were learning. Bechad asa loy ashkach tamon loy soifrim veloy masnin. We couldn't find any soifrim, any people that are learning. Omer lohoin, aisulon sture karto, neture karto, sinture karto. Bring the shomrei ho'ir. Let's see the people who are guarding the city. Isilei, he brought him the shomrim. They had a shomrim organization. They had people watching the city. Omer lohun, ilei neture karta, lesilon ele machrivei karta. These people are not the watchmen of the city. They're the destroyers of the city. Uman inun neture karta, sifrin umasnin. Only the soifrim and the people that learn, they're the neture karta. Ahu dechsiv im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shov shokat shomer. So it seems that the pshat is that when there's talmidei chachomim, when there's seifrim umasnim, people that are learning, people that are seifrim, and then that is considered that Hashem is shomer the ear. Maybe it's their Torah that is shomer the ear, the Torah is Hashem. Exactly how that fits into the posuk, I don't know, but it's considered Hashem is shomer ear because that city is full of Torah. But if not, then I would have said, then there's no shmira. But the Medrash says, these neture karta, these guards, these watchmen, are machrivei ho'ir. Machrivei ho'ir, what are they doing, Nebuch? They're standing there with their guns and they're trying to prevent that something should happen. All right, they don't have the schus ha'toira. They're not the sofrim umasnin. But there's vaistois, I think that's the pshat, that if we have only the neture karta, the people that are physically shomer the ear through their shmiras, through their weapons, through their security measures, then in reality, we have machrivei ho'ir. Why? Because we look to them and count on them to an extent that in some way compromises our reliance on Hashem. Oh, we have good shomrim. Whoa, we got security. Ma, now that's it. Nothing to worry about. That's the churban of the city. Not the shmira of the city. Because ultimately the shmira is Hashem lo yishmor ir shov shokat shomer. So there is a danger on the one hand. Maybe that danger doesn't apply with his soifrim and masnin, because there we know that it's them. But there's a danger in thinking that, oh, the shomer is, you know, al tiftechu b'nedivim, even shomrim. And there is another side to this issue. Lemaisa, if you look in the I don't have time. There's a very interesting lashon here in the Malbim. He says, "Im Hashem lo yishmar ir shov shokat shemer, vehishtadlu so'odom bishmiroso lo yoyel me'umo, veloy levad bepu'ulois klolios ki gam beprotim." He says, "If the hishtadlu so'odom, if Hashem lo yishmar ir." Bishmiroso, that we have people who are doing hishtadlus, and that's a normal hishtadlus, bishmiroso. Lo yoyil me'umo, v'loy levad bepulos klolios, not only in big things, kigam biprotim, even in the smallest little thing, we have to realize that the hishtadlus is not what does it. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir shov shokad shomer. And once again, when we have the shmira, which may be an appropriate hishtadlus, we have to be careful that we don't lose the line of demarcation between the Shomrim and the Shomer Yisroel. Because it's only the Shomer Yisroel, Hashem, HaShomer Yisroel, Lo Yishmor Ir, Shov Shokat Shomer. But I want to share with you just one other perspective. The Sepurnu says here, Im Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis, Shov Om Lo Boy Naboy, Im Hashem Lo Yishmor Ir, V'chein Ho'inyin B'Shmir Aso Ir. Same thing. Shaloi tiye nishmeres mikol mazik. It cannot be protected from all mazik. Zulosi bahashgocho elokis without Hashem's hashgocho. Oizeres loze, helping it. Lozeres uvechein roili hispalil elov sheyazor veyishmor. So the Sepurnu says something very interesting. He says there can't be Shmira, yeah, except, it seems, with the Hashgocha helping the Shmira. In other words, it seems that we're talking, there is a Hishtadlus. There is, it's definitely a Hishtadlus, there is such a Hishtadlus. And to do certain things in the name of security, of Shmira. And the Sepurnu says that that itself, it's not going to be nishmeres from kol mazik zulosi dashgocho, which helps the shmira. In other words, it's a combination. We have to do certain things. We have to be certain security conscious. That's the hishtadlus. But we have to be aware that without the hashgocho that's helping this along, helping mashma, that something is being done. Otherwise, it's not oizer. That's Moshiach Mogen, like the Goyim says in the Broch of Ovis. Oizer means that we're doing something and he's helping us. And then he says uvechein, and therefore, roi lehispalel, two things, sheyazor v'yishmor, that Hashem should help our hishtadlus, and that he should protect us. So I think, I don't know what the conclusion is, and I'm really waiting for some guidance, some place have to make a decision, and hopefully people will feel comfortable with that decision and try to implement it. But it does seem that there is an appropriateness of hishtadlus, but the awareness has to be im Hashem lo yishmo ir, without the hashgocha helping this ishtadlus, shov omlu shov shokad shomer, and the tefila has to be for both. The tefila has to be that roi lispalel elov sheyazor v'sheyishmor. That we have to be mispalel Hashem should protect us. That's even without the ishtadlus, and we have to be mispalel that any ishtadlus that we have in place should be, Hashem should help us with that ishtadlus. Because the moment that we look at the Hishtadlus as a koyach, that's the moment that we lose the realization of everything. And we, the Hishtadlus and the Shmira, instead of being the Nature Karta, becomes the Machrive Karta. And that's the source of trouble. So these are some things I think we have to keep in mind. I think we have to beseech Hashem to help us in whatever Shmira measures we can take, and to be Shomer in the fullest sense in all types of difficulties. I would just like to...